everyone. This is Aisha Stewart of Prophetic Expressions, and I'm so excited to do my actual first episode for Prophetic Expressions on Anchor.com. And I'm so excited to also have with me on the show my lovely, wonderful husband, Damon Stewart. He also has a podcast on Anchor as well, and it's called Poetic License. Well, today I have him on as a guest so we can discuss some things in regards to media and the platform of media and its effects on our family, our spiritual lives, and on our children. So I'm just getting his input on this particular subject. So can you say hello to the people, please?
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing? Glad you guys can stop by and listen in.
Yes. Well, one of the things that stood out to me when I think about media and the platform of media, I think about its effects, positive and negative, as someone who works and deals in media. I see so many different things that I encounter when it comes to its positive effects and its negative effects. And a lot of people are focusing on the negative effects of media and television and radio, as far as music and videos and different things that we have in this culture of today. And I would say that it depends on what you make out of that platform. Because for me, I use those platforms in a positive way to get out information, to disseminate it, you know, so people can get information that might be helpful to them. Also to advertise and to get out information to people about different events, different information, different help to people in a positive way so that they can get what they need. And different platforms that I've been on, a lot of people have left those platforms, because of the negative aspect of those platforms. And so my husband can chime in a little bit here because I think that's something that he has dealt with in the past. So if you could elaborate a little bit on, you know, why you decided to not patronize certain platforms over other ones.
Well, I believe that the Anchor platform, Anchor.fm, which is the platform that we're on now, gives a lot of freedom to organize and produce your own podcast. And in the past, I've tried other companies, and they had a lot of overhead. They had a lot of what you can do or what you can't do. So when you have a voice and you have something that you really have to say, and when doing a podcast is something that you take a strong interest in, Anchor.fm is a really good podcast platform. Because there's no ceiling, there are no crazy rules that are set in place that'll stop you from exercising your freedom of speech right. And you just want to make sure that the platform that you choose is a really good platform to speak your truth and reach the audience that you want to reach. And the audience that you need to reach. One thing I would share is when you're doing a podcast, it's good to carve out a niche audience or the target audience that you, the core people that you want to target. And we call that your tribe. Everybody has a tribe. Everybody has a group of people that's called to listen to whatever it is that you have to share. A group of people that will benefit most from what you have to say and what you have to share online or wherever it is that you choose to share your truth or information, sharing information and those type of things. So don't get discouraged if you can't find your core group of people. Just do your research online. I went to google.com to figure out, because I have a podcast that talks about literature. And so one of the first steps that I took was going to Google, finding out who are some of the people in society that would benefit from the information that I would share. Talking about literature, writing, poetry, short story writing, and things of that nature. So, yep.
So, as you heard him say, the platform that he used was is Anchor.com. And that it was a platform where he was able to have a voice and his truth and the things that he was interested in and things he wanted to talk about. And so to give like a positive influence when it comes to media. Now, when I talk about also too some of the things that may sometimes may override the positive, social media platforms for some people has been so negative that they've had to leave those platforms or deactivate those platforms because of its effects on themselves, their families, their children. And so I think that that is a topic that we're going to have to keep dealing with as a people in general, in the world at large, because a lot of our millennials, that's all that they know. They're brought up on that, you know, and so, excuse me, that's where their platform is. And for them, that's their lifestyle, not just their platform. So I think that it needs to be discussed how to deal with those platforms and do it in a way that it gives across a positive effect rather than a negative effect. How to, even when it comes to children, we have a daughter and she's, 5 years old. And so she's coming up on that age where now she can do her own channel, she can do her own YouTube, she's looking at other YouTube children and, you know, all these different things. And so how to kind to hone that in and to guard that and to, you know, move her in a positive way in how to use technology and the platform. But then also that what comes with that are trolls, people who are negative and who are going to try to be negative even when you're trying to do something positive. So how do you counteract that? And I think one of the ways that you counteract is that you have to be vigilant over her page or over the page of your children, even being vigilant over your page and, you know, the privacy settings and different things that they have over it, to actually read those settings and look at it. And as a media person, many things that are going on in the background, some people may not know what's going on. You know, there have been cases where with certain social media platforms because of privacy issues. And so to be aware that what you post on social media, what you post on the web, is not going anywhere. So you want to make sure that if you are posting something, that is something that you want your children to see, that you want your spouse to see, your family to see, or later on in the future, what your legacy or the children behind you see, or your family that grows up, you know, the legacy behind you sees, and sees that and still see you in a positive light. So we have to be careful that we don't allow our emotions or allow people to push us in a direction that's outside of our character. So I think to do that, sometimes it might be good for some people to guard themselves by deactivating their account and stepping back for a little while. But in the other way, it's not always good, because for some people, the social media platforms is the only way that they're able to communicate with people, because they can't communicate effectively or don't know how to communicate with people face to face. So some of those platforms, some of the technology can be positive to allow the person to be anonymous and voice how they feel, but still they won't be isolated in a way. So it can have an isolation effect, and it can also have a support effect. So we want to move towards a support effect, so that people get what they need. So with media, I really believe that it can be a blessing more than a curse. It's all in how you look at it, how you use it, how you protect it, how you guard it, and how you respond to it. So with both of our broadcasts and both of our podcasts that we have, we are adamant about trying to be positive, and not just that, but to discuss issues that may be taboo to some people, discuss issues that are pertinent in the community at large, and also, you know, in the church world, and beyond that, how do we, you know, start a conversation where people can interact, can interject, or have a conversation where information is given to point them in the right direction, information is given to help them get what they need. Because as I said before in the beginning of the commercial, that our point is to bring about total healing. So that means total healing for the spirit, the soul, and the body. So in order to get that, you have to discuss each area where you need healing at. And not just that, but finances as well. But I believe that once you deal with each of those areas, then you will find your place and be open to receive the blessings. They're going to attach themselves to you because you're in a place of healing. And you're in a place of purpose. And when you find out what your purpose is, then God will use that purpose to be streams of income for you. But the main thing is getting that total healing. And so I believe when it comes to media platforms and other platforms and just technology in general, that it can be a blessing more than a curse if you use it in the right way. So today we want this broadcast to be a blessing rather than a curse. We want people to be blessed, and this broadcast or this podcast, I will be inviting people on, people who have experience in different topics. We will be inviting people on who are artists, you know, in different types of genres of music, artists and professionals to deal with the spirit, soul, and the body. And so I think that this podcast will be a blessing to so many. And so we ask for your prayers as we continue to go forth in God and in things of God, also to go forth in our purpose and the plan that he has for our life. So many of you, even now, many of you, when it comes to media and the platforms, you see other people working in their purpose, moving forward in their purpose. And you may be feeling like, you know, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Or I think that I am doing my purpose and I'm not being effective. Well, the Bible says that that he's given us the commission to reach in Samaria, you know, our community, our neighborhood, you know, to Judea, you know, the surrounding neighborhoods, and to the uttermost parts of the world. So in order to do that, many of us may never travel to other worlds. But through the avenue of platforms of social media and the platforms of technology, we can reach thousands. We can reach globally what we wouldn't be able to reach physically because of the technology that we have today. So ask God how to use it, what to do. What is the God-given strategy that he's given you to reach your purpose? What God-given strategy has he given you to bring total healing to your spirit, your soul, and your body? And so for those who are listening, I just want to say a short prayer, and we're going to pray right now. We just say, God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for this platform, and we just pray that, God, you would use this platform for your glory, that you would use this platform to bring healing to the spirit, soul, and body of a person. And God, we just pray for those who will be listening and those who are listening, that they will be blessed by this podcast and that it will cause them to seek out your purpose, your plan, your destiny for their lives. And we thank you, Lord God, for this being an avenue that you've given us to use. And so we bless you and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you all for tuning in and listening in to the podcast of Prophetic Expressions with my guest, Damon Stewart, of Poetic License. You can check him out on that podcast as well. And we pray that you were blessed. And again, if you would like to be a blessing or you want to help sponsor this show, you can hit the sponsorship button, and whatever donation you want to donate, you can do that. And we thank you again. And we're also looking for sponsors as well, who would like to be a part of this podcast as we continue to use it. So we thank you again, and we bless God for you, and have a blessed day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.